Hello, this is Fred Gaudius, Senior Account Director at Zeldis Research, and I am happy to share with you some information today in this podcast regarding some new technologies within the framework of online quantitative surveys, which borrow from our experience in the qualitative space. One of our uniques at Zeldis Research is that we bridge the gap between qualitative and quantitative research and seek to really leverage the ability that we have to use qualitative type insights within the framework of a quantitative online survey. And as such, over the last couple of years, we've really successfully implemented several new technologies within the framework of online quantitative surveys, which bring data to life using more qualitative methods. So I'll share a few examples of this in this podcast today. The first example I'd like to share is that of a video open-end. The idea behind a video open-end is a subset of survey respondents are given the option to respond to a traditional type of open-ended survey question using their webcam. In exchange for this additional work, they're typically offered an incrementally higher incentive, usually $5 or $10, in addition to the incentive they would ordinarily receive just for taking the online survey. And as researchers, we're often really surprised in a positive sense by both the quantity and quality of responses generated through this method. One of the things we were concerned about at the outset was that we might get a more demographically homogeneous group of responses, but what we ended up finding was a very diverse group of respondents typically selects the video open-ended response option. As a result, in the analysis phase, what we do is we transcribe the open-ends. They can be coded just like traditional text open-ends, but then in the reporting stage, we can use video clips that can be embedded into PowerPoint reports. This ends up really bringing the findings to life, and ideally it improves client and stakeholder engagement with the data, being able to observe these video snippets in addition to the typical data points and charts and graphs that you might find in a report for an online quantitative survey. A second example of bringing quant research to life using qualitative insights would be the use of a specific projective method known as a blob tree. A blob tree is an image consisting of a series of numbered blobs, and they are unsurprisingly on a tree. Each numbered blob represents a feeling or a relationship, and it doesn't really include any cultural or demographic context because the blobs themselves are relatively context-free. So we've been using this blob tree activity in qual research for years, but we've also recently found a great deal of success incorporating the blob tree into online surveys. For example, we conducted a recent online survey on behalf of an insurance client, and we asked respondents in this research to select which blob best represented their relationship to a company described by different positioning statements which were blinded. That means they did not include our client's name. We then followed this up with an open-ended question, asking them to describe their feelings toward the company and the blob that were selected in the previous question. The end result of this exercise was a really nice, rich array of responses, and this array of responses showed the ways in which each statement led to different emotional and relationship-related responses, and it was all available within the context of a typical online survey. So it was supported ultimately by the data that we achieved through the traditional type of positioning statement measures that we might use in an online survey. There are other types of qualitative projective techniques that also work quite well within an online survey. For example, you could program a card sort that could be used in a qualitative way. This card sort could be used to process images or an image collage. And other types of qualitative projective methods are also largely possible within the context of an online survey. So the tools in our quantitative toolbox here at Zeldis really allow our clients to experience the best of both worlds. By that I mean both qualitative and quantitative in designing online research. And of course, we'd welcome a conversation with you to discuss your needs and the ways in which we can address them using either quantitative or qualitative research methods. So thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate you listening to this podcast and hearing a little bit more about what we've been able to do here at Zeldis to bridge the gap between qualitative and quantitative online research. Thanks and take care.